Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on October 16th, 2015. Voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're definitely looking for a repeat. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's definitely a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great and good and looking forward to this weekend and being with you and JB tomorrow.
Yes, we're all going to St. Rock to see Orianthe.
Yes.
Wow,
that's just, if people aren't familiar with her, Orianthe Panagaris is a leading light in the world of guitarists. She actually was the lead guitarist for the This Is It tour, Michael Jackson's last tour. He handpicked her. She's played with Carlos Santana, and Carlos Santana has said if anyone today was the heir to his legacy, she's it.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah, we had her as a guest on the show 2 weeks ago, and she's playing at St. Rock tomorrow night.
Right.
And our friend Katie Henley over there, thank you, Katie, got us a couple of tickets to the show, so we're all going tomorrow night.
Yeah,
we're going to rock out.
It's going to be fun.
And
of course, we're celebrating the best of Manhattan. Last week, we celebrated with the photographer, and we had a great conversation with him and how he viewed the event that actually took place was about 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But today we want to talk about the winners. We want to talk about some of the people that actually made. Make a difference in the South Bay and certainly in Manhattan Beach. And we have a couple of guests we hope we'll have with us. Jackie, who's going to be with us today?
Our guests this morning are Jill Brunkhart of Chevron and Andrew Stasnich, a.k.a. Stan, from Two Guns Espresso and Coffee. Now, Jill Brunkhart has been a public affairs representative at the Chevron El Segundo Refinery since September 2006. She is very active in the community and currently sits on the board of directors for the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, the Manhattan Beach Botanical Garden, the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce, and several other organizations. Jill is also a member of the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation Business Advisory Committee and former board member of Partners in Education and Leadership Redondo Steering Committee. She has received numerous community awards, including the El Segundo Chamber of Commerce Member of the Year for 2006, United Way Ambassador of the Year for 2006, the Beach Reporter Bright Light for 2003, and the Leadership Redondo Spirit Award in 2008. Jill is also a graduate of Leadership El Segundo, Leadership Redondo, and Leadership Manhattan Beach. She graduated from the University of California at Santa Barbara with a BA in communication. She also holds an MA in human behavior from National University. She has two children, Bailey and Dylan, and resides in Redondo Beach. Now, our other guest, Andrew Stanisich, which, as I said, we're going to call him Stan, is from Auckland, New Zealand, and moved to the States in 2009. He studied hotel management and began working as a kitchen hand. He then worked in the catering field before going to work at Air New Zealand. He spent 15 years as a flight attendant and knew the South Bay quite well since he was here two or three times each month. When he eventually moved here, he went to work at the Apple Store in Manhattan Village Mall. He loved it because he met the residents of the area, and it gave him the motivation to create his own business. Stan and his partner, Craig, wanted to bring the cafe culture they cherished so much to New Zealand to their new home. They opened the first Two Guns in 2011, the second at the Pier, Manhattan, in 2014, and the third location in downtown L.A. in 2015. They employ 30 people and serve over 25,000 customers a month. They're looking forward to more expansion in downtown L.A. and are currently working on multiple deals to take their brand beyond the South Bay. So, Joe, as you mentioned this morning, we're going to do an official recap of the year's Best of Manhattan Awards. Last week, we kind of did an unofficial – that wasn't the show topic. We had a guest on to talk about something else, but we got into this a little bit. Anyway, Jill was the chair of the event again this year, and Stan's business was one of the winners. So we have one of the winners with us today. So, Jill, Stan, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you very much, and happy Friday to everybody.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jill.
How are you?
Hi, sorry I was late. I had to take my kids to school.
Well, we're glad. Because you got to get them to school, Jill. If you don't, you know, they'll come after you.
I know. I'm like, come on, we got to hurry. I have a radio interview at 8.
Do they still have the truant police, the truancy police?
I don't know, because my kids are never late. So I have no idea.
I remember growing up, we had the truancy police. If you didn't show up for school, they came knocking at your door.
Oh, well,
the thing is, I live in Redondo, and my kids go to school here in El Segundo, right near the refinery. So I don't think they're going to come knocking on my door.
They don't know where you are. They couldn't find you.
Exactly.
We're so thrilled that you could join us, Jill, because we really wanted to get your perspective on this. You really have seen so many changes in Manhattan Beach, and you've seen so many companies come and go of different kinds. I mean, of course, Chevron has been a foundation, a fixture in the South Bay, the Southern California forever. But as they have set that foundation on the large business side, you've seen lots and lots of smaller businesses come and go. As Jackie and I always talk about people living in the South Bay being more or less disgusted with commuting and then deciding to establish businesses, small businesses in the South Bay, and there's just an explosion of that going on right now.
Especially in Manhattan Beach.
Right.
You know, we have the Zislis and the Sims and the Goldbergs with Fresh Brothers and, you know, Two Guns, which is doing awesome.
Right.
You know, all my friends are always posting on Facebook about, you know, all they show their pictures of the drinks that they get at Two Guns, and it's just really exciting to see so many small businesses doing so well.
It really is. It really is. And that's why, Stan, I want to start with you. You were a winner at the Best of Manhattan in the Small and Mighty category. Congratulations for that, Stan, first.
Thank you very much.
And we want to know the story. We want to know from the beginning, how did you get involved, how did you come up with the idea of starting Two Guns Espresso?
So, as you mentioned at the beginning there, Craig and I wanted to really bring some of that cafe culture that we have that's in New Zealand and in Australia, which really the cafe is almost an extension of your own home. It becomes a place where, you know, strangers meet strangers and become friends, or where you catch up with your family or your friends on the weekend and you have brunch together and then you start things going from there. So we felt that, you know, when we moved here, we looked around for something similar, and it's that kind of that old saying that if you can't find what you really want, sometimes you have to do it yourself. Mm. And so we spent a good couple of years looking for the location. Obviously, in our type of business, the location is extremely important, especially with, you know, parking issues and where are people commuting, how can they get in and out, how far is it from, you know, one large chain to another large chain. All those types of factors really played into where we decided to choose our first location.
Right. Go on, please.
I was going to say that, you know, coffee is something that people enjoy. Obviously, it's a big morning business. It makes people feel good. And if you can find a bunch of people that want to work, you know, in that sort of cafe environment that are naturally early risers and happy people, it really becomes a sort of an infectious kind of snowball. It just gets bigger and bigger, and more people tell people that, hey, there's this great little place, you've never heard of it before, and, you know, why don't you go and try their product? Their product is great, but there's something about the environment that I've created is just where I want to be, you know?
I want to focus a little bit on something you said. I find entrepreneurs say volumes in just a few paragraphs, and it has to be unpacked. I mean, Jill Brunkhardt with Chevron, she deals with an organization of hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of workers. There's plant and material and regulation, and there's all these things that are a part of the business. But what you said was you have to hire people that are happy, and then you'll have happy customers. You're focused on human resources. The people that serve the coffee make the people that drink the coffee happier too, don't they?
That is absolutely correct. Yeah.
That's key for a small business is hiring good people, and also, you know, it's key for every business, human resources, but you feel it in a small business.
Yes, I think that the transition from, you know, from sale to point of contact is so close. You know, customers are placing an order and receiving product in such a short period of time that you've only got a really small window to be really powerful and get across the message and of what you're trying to do, you know, and ask questions about the customer and, you know, how was your day and how's that sick dog at home? Is it doing better? And, oh, I love your new car outside. That looks great. You know, those types of interactions only come from people that genuinely love to interact with other people and are really happy inside.
There are many examples of pub culture throughout the United States of one kind or another. Of course, pub culture in England and in Australia and New Zealand. There's that phrase where everybody knows your name. And I know when I say that, for a lot of people, instantly cheers. The 1980s television show pops into their mind.
Norm!
Norm, yeah.
Norm!
Where everybody knows your name, a place where you can go, where you go often and you're recognized and you feel comfortable and, you know, other people know you. There's a community. Jill, I want to bring you into the conversation about community, because that's something that's really viscerally strong in Manhattan Beach. People not only are proud of Manhattan Beach, they're trumpet the fact that they're a part of the community in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things I wanted to add on, though, to your small business climate or a comment about having employees that are happy, I just wanted to give a little plug for Chevron is that we were recently announced by a Forbes poll as being the number 3 best place to work, and a lot of that had to do with the happiness of the employees. So we have happy employees as well.
I'm sorry. That's key. So give us just a few points about how a company or an organization as large as Chevron can make that happen? How do you, what do you focus on to make it a good place for people to work, a place that people love working long term?
Well, I think one of the things is that we're guided by something called the Chevron Way, and it's really about wanting to be recognized as, you know, people, place, and performance to work, and also really having a good work-life balance. You know, I was just talking earlier about having to drop off my kids and, you know, really having that flexibility of having, you know, a good place to work, but also, you know, having time to spend with your family and do those types of things as well, and having good benefits and, you know, an open door policy, an open workforce, that kind of thing that just makes you feel very comfortable and want to come to work and very proud of working for a company like Chevron.
Right, right. This was, as they all are, this was a very unique Best of Manhattan. All of the categories are collected by a committee, but then also they do a lot of outreach to the community to discover what the categories should be for this year. And
well, actually, the committee comes up with the categories, and then the public get. This year it was a little different. This year the public got to nominate who would be in the different categories.
Right.
Instead of the committee saying, okay, these are the five people, choosing them, they allowed the community to nominate people. So any nominated, and then I guess what they did was they took the top nominees out of that process, and those were the people that were then voted on.
Exactly.
Jill,
if you want,
tell us about that process.
Yeah, exactly. In the past, what we had done was we actually had a subcommittee that focused on the award categories, the award descriptions, and then coming up with the nominees in each of those categories. This year, as Jackie mentioned, we did it more of an open process where the subcommittee actually came up with the awards and the descriptions, but we opened up the nomination process to the community to allow everyone to nominate their favorite for each category. And then based on those nominations, we picked the top four in each category and then opened the voting up again to the community to allow them to select the final winner. So we tried to be much more transparent and have more of a voice in who was actually nominated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jill, did the nomination process, the initial nomination process, did the businesses, did they have to be chamber members to be a nominee?
No, that's the thing. With the Best of Manhattan, you don't have to be a chamber member to be nominated or to win an award. Because it's not just about recognizing chamber members. It's about recognizing the best of the best. And they may not necessarily have been involved with the chamber. But hopefully after they see, you know, they were at the event and they see the great things that the chamber does, that they'll want to become a chamber member.
Okay. All right.
So let's start with Dine MB. The quality of
gastronomic.
The gastronomic quality in Manhattan Beach is off the charts. We have some restaurants here in Manhattan Beach that are being talked about nationwide, top five, top ten in the nation. This is special.
I just saw something on Facebook this morning. The 10 most romantic restaurants in California.
Yeah.
And the Arthur J was listed number two.
Yeah. So Dine MB is a very important category, and the Strand House won that category. Can you talk a little bit about that, Jill, or I know certainly Jackie and I can. The Strand House.
Yeah, we are very lucky and very fortunate to have so many good restaurants here in Manhattan Beach. I don't know how lucky and fortunate our waistlines are, but we are lucky because there are so many different options. You know, from the places I frequent with my children, I don't know if the Strand House is necessarily a place I would take my 10-year-old.
Right.
We frequent more California Pizza Kitchen and Islands because the chicken fingers and the french fries are favorite. But I know that the Strand House is an excellent place to dine. And I know that all of the restaurants that were nominated, Darren's, Four Daughters, Strand House, and Maggiamo, it was a very tight a tight race because they are so, you know, so closely matched and all very excellent places to eat.
I'm sorry, Jill, would you one more time say who the other nominees were?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The other nominees were Darren's Restaurant, Four Daughters Kitchen, and Maggiamo Restaurant.
Maggiamo.
Maggiamo is one of the ones with staying power. They've been around a long time.
Long time. When I first came to Southern California, well, to the South Bay in 1991, my boss took me to Maggiamo's, almost like an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And after the wine and the food, all I could say was yes.
Yeah, because she thought you were going to eat like that every day, huh?
Right. And then,
No, he was.
Oh, no, I'm saying I had a good meal there too.
Yes, indeed. And once you've had a meal there, you know why they were included in the category.
Well, every one of those restaurants is amazing. One of my favorites is Darren's.
Yeah.
I think Darren's is, and again, they've been around a long time too. They relocated not that long ago. But, they're all incredible restaurants.
I want to give a shout-out to Greg Hosinski, the executive chef at the Strand House. He just got married about a month and a half ago. I think everyone, when they go in there, should congratulate him on getting married recently. It's obviously a very happy time in his life, both professionally and personally. It's just amazing what's going on. The next category... Home Sweet Home, and Jill, do you have the descriptions of the categories in front of you?
I do have the descriptions. So the
Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, the Home Sweet Home Award was presented to an individual within the real estate, wealth management, or mortgage profession who promotes excellence in service and ethics while providing quality assistance to their clients in Manhattan Beach.
Right.
And the nominees...
Should we get the... I was going to say, Joe, do we have the drum roll yet?
Well, I do.
Kate Lester of Kate Lester Interiors, Tony Warfield of Three Leaf Realty, Stephanie Green of RPM Mortgage, and then the winner in the category, David Curry of Wilshire Bank.
Right.
David is a past chair of the board for the Manhattan Beach Chamber as well.
It goes without saying that there's a great deal of activity in the real estate market here in the South Bay. It's a hotbed of activity. It's one of the biggest topics in the South Bay, homes and their values and all of the things that surround that. And David Curry must be a great guy and a great service to win this award because it's all about customer service.
He is. David Curry is an amazing guy, and he is definitely a friend of mine. I've known him for years. And he is a staple here in the area. I believe prior to working at Wilshire Bank, he was at Bank of Manhattan working in their mortgage area there. And so he's moved a few times and now is at Wilshire Bank. And actually, here's an example of somebody who you had asked earlier if chamber members, you know, were the only ones that could be nominated and win. And actually, David was not a chamber member. He had dropped because he had moved from, like I said, Bank of Manhattan, who's now Plaza Bank, and they were a member, and now he's at Wilshire Bank, and I think he had indicated that he was not a chamber member, but he was going to be joining the chamber again now that he's
Wonderful.
At Wilshire Bank.
Right.
And we got to give a shout-out to Tony Warfield at Three Leaf Realty, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
We love our sponsors.
We love our sponsors. So now the next category, Branding MB. Jill, what is Branding MB?
It recognizes a business which has done the most to enhance the image, and awareness of Manhattan Beach through their actions, brand, and marketing. And this was actually a new category this year.
It's an interesting idea.
It is. We wanted to come up with some unique categories, maybe things that hadn't been done in the past, either by the Best of Manhattan Awards or by other organizations. And so the awards subcommittee did a great job with coming up with some new awards this year.
Right.
The nominees, if you want to know the nominees that were in this category.
Don't say the winner. Just say the nominees, but don't say the winner.
Okay. So the nominees were Manhattan Beach Post, the Manhattan Beach Marriott, the Manhattan Beach Toyota, and Shorewood Realtors.
And the winner?
There's your drum roll. The winner was the Manhattan Beach Post.
All right.
And,
Manhattan Beach Post.
Mike Shin.
The key here is that Manhattan Beach Post, we were made aware that Manhattan Beach Post had been listed as one of the top five restaurants in the country. Oh my gosh. And of course it's MB Post. Talk about branding Manhattan Beach.
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, it's a business occasionally comes along where if you live in the Valley or you live on the West Side or you live in the Inland Empire and somebody says MB Post, they think, oh, isn't that place in Manhattan Beach?
Yeah.
Talk about branding, right?
Yeah. No, it's a very special the name and of course the servers and the cooks and all everything else that goes into it to make it one of the finest restaurants in the country.
But all those other nominees, boy oh boy, you know that's a tough call.
Right.
They're all great. I mean, Manhattan Marriott.
Right.
Does a tremendous amount for the city of Manhattan Beach and the entire South Bay. Who were the other ones, Jill? I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was Manhattan Beach Toyota and Shorewood Realtors.
Yeah, Manhattan Beach Toyota. Come on. Right? They're every place. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And I know they're doing a lot of work right now to upgrade and make their dealership a lot better as well, too. So that'll help with branding the city of Manhattan Beach, definitely.
Yeah, they've been under construction for a while. They all do so much for the community. Joe, before we go to the next category, can we do our station break and all that good stuff we need to do?
And all that good stuff. We're actually talking about the best stuff. You're listening to the South Bay Show, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking about the best of Manhattan Awards, a recap. We're talking about all the categories and the winners, the nominees, and it's really, truly a special way of recognizing businesses and individuals in Manhattan Beach. A wonderful concept, new and different categories every year. It's a great thing that the Chamber does. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question or comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. And, of course, at this time, we'd like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Shade Hotel. Nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Manhattan Beach and steps away from the Pacific Ocean, Shade Hotel offers a unique seaside experience. With its stylish decor, casual beach vibe, and personalized service, Shade provides the perfect setting to relax and unwind. Guests will enjoy Zinc's award-winning cuisine prepared by executive chef Chris Garasik and signature handcrafted cocktails. A short stroll away from the hotel, guests will find boutique shopping, a vibrant nightlife, and an array of beach-centric activities. Shade's individual spaces are designed with the flexibility to hold a variety of functions, such as weddings, business meetings, fundraisers, and more. Whether your next event is hosted in the signature courtyard, on Zinc Terrace, or atop the spectacular sky deck, Shade has a space for every occasion. There's a reason Condé Nast Traveler listed Shade as one of the top 100 hotels in the world and the number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles. It's cooler in Shade. For additional information and to book your reservation, visit the website at shadehotel.com or call 310-546-4995. Shade Hotel is located at 1221 North Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach.
So, Jill, now the next category is Pay It Forward. I'm sorry, Enhancing Manhattan Beach. And tell us, what is the definition of Enhancing Manhattan Beach?
So the Enhancing Manhattan Beach Award acknowledges the tremendous value and benefit brought to the community by a nonprofit organization. This organization thrives on the backs of extraordinary, dedicated volunteers.
Right, right. And volunteers. Wow. I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say that all of the nominees in this category are all very close to my heart and all just amazing organizations. The nominees were the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation, Beach Cities Health District, Grades of Green, and the Neptunian Women's Club.
The Neptunian Women's Club.
Yes. And the winner was the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation.
They are all so great. There's a new report out by I think it's physics.org about how communities that have local agriculture can sustain themselves, and that if local agriculture was more prevalent throughout the country, Americans would be healthier. And Grades of Green is about educating young people about what really is, you know, the food that they eat or the better foods that they can eat, plants. And of course, the Beach Cities Health District has this Blue Zones project. One of the principles is plant slant, which means basically your diet should be slanted towards vegetables and fruits and nuts not eliminating meat, but not making it the primary focus of your meals, morning, noon, and night, making it more like a condiment. Very powerful what's going on in our communities now to try to get people to be healthier, don't you think?
Oh yeah, I totally agree. Beach Cities Health District and with their Blue Zones project and you know, the organization that you were actually speaking of is Growing Great, who's actually not a nominee this year, but Growing Great that goes into the schools and teaches children how to eat better and how to grow their own produce. And, yeah, definitely here, we really have a focus on being healthy and eating well and putting good things into our bodies. And it really does start with teaching our children.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is the focus of Grades of Green?
Oh, Grades of Green is actually an environmental organization that teaches children about sustainability and reducing, reusing, recycling. They actually started out as Planet Pals at Grandview in Manhattan Beach, Grandview Elementary School. And when they actually became a nonprofit, they had to change their name because I believe there was an organization on the East Coast called Planet Pals. And so when they became a nonprofit 501c3, they became Grades of Green. And they are run by they were started and run by 4 moms, Manhattan Beach moms, that have now grown this organization to be not only nationwide, but there are schools that are involved worldwide as well.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I love hearing this stuff. I love hearing. That's amazing that these little ideas, you know, a couple of soccer moms got together and now it's gone across the country. That's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It really is. They were recognized in Washington, D.C. with an award. And, you know, they have something. Chevron is a big sponsor of the organization, and they have something called the Trash Free Lunch Challenge, where they go into schools and they challenge the schools to reduce the amount of trash that they have at lunchtime. And they've reduced, and some of the schools, from hundreds of bags down to 4 or 5 bags of trash a week, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
I got to bring that to my house.
Yeah.
I got to bring that to my house.
Exactly. I know it was in my children's schools, and it would flip out if I put lunch boxes together with stuff that had to be thrown away. They would like, no, it all has to be reusable. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Really flipped out and going around the house and making sure we're recycling everything. And yeah, I mean, it really, again, it's back to like I was talking about with the really great organization is starting young with them and really, you know, starting when they're you know, in elementary school and just really ingraining it in them. So, yeah, both a great organization.
Well, the winner is the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation. That's the organization that won this year, and we all know what incredible work they do for the schools. I mean, you know, the governments have cut all sorts of funding to all the schools, and if it wasn't for an organization like Manhattan Beach Education Foundation, kids wouldn't be, they wouldn't be learning music, they wouldn't be learning art. I mean, there's so much that would not be happening. So, you know, do we have the applause track, Joe?
No, I'm sorry, I don't have that.
Oh, we got to get the applause track. You got to do the drum roll, and then after you announce the winner, you do the applause track.
I agree.
All right.
Yes.
Stan?
Sorry, yes, I just wanted to say that we've been a big supporter of the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation, and Farhan's has done a phenomenal job of coming around to each of the small businesses that contributes and trying to see how we can do more together in partnership. And she's been a really great asset to that organization. Yeah.
And truly, you could talk a little bit more about that, Stan. In partnership, it's not about just giving dollars, but time, participating in events, right? It's not just about raw dollars.
That's right. So we contribute coffee to their annual drive. And so each of the schools, when people go through, but this year they changed it up and they staggered it so it wasn't just on one day. And we provide the drip coffee to the people who contribute. And after they drop their kids off, they get a free cup of Joe and 2 gallons of espresso just to say thanks for contributing to the organization.
Right.
And that's just the way that we get our brand and product and how we can give back to them. So you're right. It's not just about the raw dollars. It's more about making sure that we're visible with them and we're always having this discussion around, you know, how do we improve things for the kids, because this is a very, very much a family-orientated community where the parents, they all come back into 2 guns after they've dropped the kids off in the morning. You'll see a lot of mums discussing all sorts of hot topics around our great coffee. And so, we're very proud to work with the Education Foundation. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, Jill, did you have another point to make?
No, I was just going to say, like Stan did, that Chevron is a big supporter of the Education Foundation. In fact, we're the founding sponsor of the Manhattan Wine Auction, which is one of the best events of the year. Hava and Farnaz are just amazing. They've done a fantastic job with the Education Foundation, as well as their predecessors, Margot Soule and Susan Warshaw, all wonderful women, moms dedicated to ensuring that all of our children have the best education possible in Manhattan Beach. And I think that they are what helped definitely to contributing to Manhattan Beach being the number 3 school district in the state of California, given, like you had mentioned, how the government has cut so much funding to our schools. And I believe we're like number 48 in the country for the amount of money per student that we receive. And, I mean, really for Manhattan Beach to be number 3 when I believe the other two actually have, I'm not sure if it's a bond or something that helps fund the education of the students in their district. And you know, Manhattan Beach doesn't have that. And yeah, Ed Foundation is just a pillar of Manhattan Beach. We're just very lucky to have them.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Now, the next category is pay it forward. What does that category mean?
Yeah, and actually the Pay It Forward Award, Chevron was the recipient of that award last year, and it recognizes a business with a proven record of exceptional generosity and that has gone above and beyond through partnerships with, investments in, and pro bono work with a variety of organizations in Manhattan Beach. Through this dedication to the community, they have left a lasting impact on all facets of Manhattan Beach for many years to come.
Okay.
And
the nominees are?
And the nominees are the Zislis Group, Plaza Bank, which is formerly Bank of Manhattan, Connecta Federal Credit Union, and then Manhattan Village Mall.
Manhattan Village Mall. And the winner is?
Manhattan Village Mall.
I mean,
if you could have seen the look on Liz Gregg's face, who is the general manager, she was so excited to have the Manhattan Village Mall recognized. I was just so happy for them. They are a great organization that has been around for a long time here in Manhattan Beach.
We've had her on the show, and Jackie has talked with her before and met with her before. What a great representative. They are so lucky to have Liz because she really understands that the mall is not a standalone entity. It's in a community. It's in a place, and it has to be a part of the community. And, you know, we mentioned another nominee for Home Sweet Home, the Neptunian Women's, it was Enhancing MB, the Neptunian Women's, and what they do with the Christmas wrapping at the Manhattan Village Mall is a fantastic win-win-win for the Neptunians, for the mall, and for the customers.
Oh, I so agree. I'm actually a board member of the Neptunian Women's Club. I'm the director of communication and absolutely love that organization. I tell people, I was in a sorority in college, and I feel like the women are my alumni sorority sisters. It's a wonderful organization that's been around for over 100 years. And how I actually got involved was by wrapping gifts with them at the Manhattan Village Mall. And it is just such a fun event. I think I worked more shifts than anybody else, like 5 or 6 shifts of wrapping. I had wrapper's thumb from doing my thumb and doing the tape. And Manhattan Village is the mall is just so generous on letting the Neptunians, you know, have their setup there in the center of the mall, which raises funds for scholarships for students at Maricosta High School as well as El Camino College. And it just, wow. I believe this year we actually are going to have a brand new wrapping station. So, yeah, Liz and her team have been very supportive of the Neptunians and that philanthropic activity.
Let me just say, this is a great service that they provide during holiday season because there are some people out there, I'm not going to say names, that are just the lamest wrappers on the planet. All right, I'm not mentioning names.
Do they have the initials JB?
I'm not mentioning names, Joe. I'm not mentioning James, but their gifts it looks like they've been run over by a freight truck. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, that's important. You want those gifts to be wrapped beautifully, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job of it.
Yes, they do.
And
yes, they do.
One of the things that I loved about working at it was seeing all the gifts that people were giving. I was amazed last year somebody actually was giving a record player. I guess those are coming back. I didn't realize that. Another gentleman.
Oh, yes.
Brought,
Vinyl is back.
Another gentleman actually had brought 3 Rolex watches to be wrapped.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Who are you giving those to? 2 of them were to his wife and 1 to his secretary. I was like, are you hiring?
Yeah, right. All right. Well, Joe, Juice, whoa, look at the time. We got to move it along here. We got more stuff to get to. Yeah.
Next category, business bringing Manhattan Beach together. And the description of the category?
So the Business Bringing MB Together Award acknowledges an event, program, or series which cultivates community spirit, engagement, and instills the values of Manhattan Beach.
Okay. And the nominees are?
The Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair, Leadership Manhattan Beach, Nikau Kai Waterman Shop, and the Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race.
And the winner is?
The Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair.
Wow. Wow. Now, it's interesting. The Hometown Fair and then a surf shop. And I think, Jackie, we talked about how special the Makai surf shop really is.
Nikau Kai. Yeah. They're very much a part of the community. They sponsored last summer those movies in Metlox Plaza. They're involved in it's very family oriented.
It's more than just being a business. It's almost like the heart and soul of being a Southern California resident to have a surf shop or SUP shop, stand up paddleboard shop. It speaks about Waterman. And what the fundamental...
That's the beach culture. It's the basis of the beach culture, absolutely, yeah. What were the other nominees, Jill?
The other nominees were Leadership Manhattan Beach and the Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race.
Now that's a tough competition.
Yes.
That is a tough competition. I mean, the hometown... Well, I was at the Hometown Fair again this year,
right. And
it is a hometown fair. And as I think I've mentioned this before, you go to the thing year after year, and you see the same kids, only they're a foot taller every time you see them.
Right.
You know, every booth, every food booth, and the game booths are manned by different local organizations. You know, you got your boosters clubs for the schools and Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, and everybody's working it. Everybody's working it. It is truly a community effort, and congratulations to them. But that was a tough category. I mean, the pumpkin race has over 1,000 entrants.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's huge. That was a very, very tough one. That was a tough category, but they're all great. And congratulations to the Hometown Fair.
Yeah, the Hometown Fair really is a fantastic event. And what's really fun is that many of the nominees in our other categories actually participate in the Hometown Fair because it's an opportunity for them to raise funds for their organizations and their philanthropy work. I know that the Neptunian Women's Club volunteered in the Wine Garden, and Leadership Manhattan Beach had a water booth to sell water because it definitely was a hot day. So it is a great winner in this category, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, the next category, small and mighty. What's the definition of that category?
I love this category. It reminds me of Mighty Mouse. The Small and Mighty Award recognizes a small or individually operated Manhattan Beach business for their quality, customer/client service, ethical business practices, community involvement, and the special flair they bring to the city.
And ethical business practices. That's very interesting. How did this category come about?
This is actually a category that was created last year, so this is the second year for this one, and we really wanted to not only recognize, we have so many, like we had talked about at the beginning of the show, so many small businesses in Manhattan Beach, and sometimes because of the larger businesses, they tend to get overshadowed, and so we really wanted to make sure that we recognize them for the great things, and really they are what make Manhattan Beach Manhattan Beach. And so that was why we came up with this category, is that so many of these small businesses come together and they do become mighty. They become, you know, they can compete against the larger businesses. So that was right. That was where this category came about.
And the nominees are?
The nominees were Tabula Rasa Essentials, Two Guns Espresso, Page's, a bookstore, and Poncho's Mexican Restaurant.
Oh, my God. I love this category. And the winner is?
Two Guns Espresso.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Stan, we have you here. What were you? Were you thinking, if we win, I have a speech? What were you thinking at the moment when they announced it?
You know, all the nominees are phenomenal businesses. So I didn't think that we were going to win this year. I'm just very happy to be nominated, and yeah, I love the event. We went last year as well, and we're just really grateful because it means so much to the team. You know, it's not just about me. I mean, the business is really becomes this thing of everybody's contribution. So it meant a lot to the. So all the things that we did, you know, we were down there doing copy for the Tour de Pier this year, which is another, you know, great event in Manhattan Beach. And we did copy upstairs for the VIP area this year for the volleyball tournament. So we're always out there in the public eye doing things. The people ask us, we pretty much have a yes policy to everything. We try to help out wherever we can. And we're just really grateful that we won. Yeah.
That was a tough category, Stan. I mean, that was some stiff competition there. I mean, Pages, you know, a great small bit, and just the fact that it's a small bookstore, right. You know, which has pretty much disappeared. It's almost an extinct species, right? And yet they've managed to flourish in Manhattan Beach. I'm sorry, Jill. What were the other two?
The other two were Tabula Rasa Essentials and Poncho's Mexican Restaurant.
Poncho.
Yeah, Tabula Rasa, you know, another great, great shop that, again, you know, it's a go-to place for everybody. That was a very tough category. Congratulations, Stan. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Very much so. Well, we only have one more category. It's interesting. The companies that have won this category have been just sort of, you know, household names in the South Bay. This one in particular, I think, is a special year, this particular winter, because of the impact that they're having on an industry almost. It's very, very interesting. Jill, who first of all, the definition of the category, Best of Manhattan.
So the Best of Manhattan Award distinguishes the very best of business in Manhattan Beach. It is presented to a business that has a major presence in the city, has shown remarkable profitability and stability, excels in quality customer/client service, and is a leader in employment creation. The recipient also exemplifies excellent corporate citizenship in giving back to the communities in which it operates and has a corporate culture that enhances the lives of its employees.
Enhances the lives of its employees, I think, is critical. And who are the nominees?
The nominees are Skechers, Fresh Brothers, Sims Restaurants, and Vox DJs.
Okay, and can you repeat the list of nominees?
Skechers, Fresh Brothers, Sims Restaurants, and Vox DJs.
Wow. And the winner is?
Fresh Brothers. We're so excited for Debbie and Adam. They've done so much for the community and just growing their business and their employment, and they are just a truly outstanding couple, and just very, very happy for them.
Another tough
category, and yet another small business started right here in the South Bay, and they are growing by, they're all over now, aren't they?
They are growing, and it's for me, it's very personal, because my son is 21 now, and several of his friends have worked at Fresh Brothers, and, you know, the kids talk, places are to work, and where they're treated well and with respect and actually taught skills and so forth. And to a person, boys and girls have all said working at Fresh Brothers was a great experience. They weren't pandered to. They weren't treated as, you know, as somehow sometime fast food workers are treated rather poorly. They were treated with respect, and they learned things, and they really appreciated the environment. It was a team effort. That speaks volumes to me personally. Jill?
Yeah, Fresh Brothers, I mean, like I said, Adam and Debbie and their family have just done such an amazing job in growing the business, and really just a grassroots effort, a family-owned business that is just really taking off. And I know they are so good to their employees, and, you know, you go in there and the employees are happy, and their food is delicious, and, you know, they can do for your family, or they can do a large catering event. They just are really an overall great business, and we're very, very lucky that they started here in Manhattan Beach.
You know, Joe, we have yet to have either Adam or Debbie on the show. We have got to get them on someday, because I want to hear their story. Any money, how much you want to bet, they were some high-powered executives commuting 3 hours a day downtown or something, and they moved to Manhattan Beach, and they loved it, and they didn't want to do that anymore, and they decided, you want to bet me on that?
Right. Yeah, okay. Oh, it's a bet.
Okay. No, I think we both, you know, we're on the
you
same
know,
side.
I want to say, I think they actually work in the entertainment industry, and
yeah.
That's where they met. Yeah. They met working in entertainment. So I
yeah.
can help
yeah, they
get
probably
them
had
on
some
the show.
Awful commute.
Yeah, I can
yeah,
help get them on the show.
Some
we're going to get
commute.
Them on the show for sure.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
We got to get that, yeah.
Right now I'm looking at 14 locations. 14
yep.
locations, and no sign of stopping. They're growing responsibly, but they're going to grow, and they've got a brand that really, you know, it's Fresh Brothers. I when I think of the brand, I think very much of almost of Eat Fresh. Who is that?
I don't know. All I know is that their brand is so, it's all over. I mean, they've got great billboards around town. They're constantly changing them up. Yeah. No, they've got it going on.
Right.
Well, congratulations to Fresh Brothers Pizza, best of Manhattan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was a
Absolutely.
That was a tough category, too. You know, Skechers was the winner for last year, and they're a fantastic corporate business as well. And you know, Fresh Brothers,
right.
they deserved it. They did great. Was really, really happy for them.
Beautiful. Well, we did it. Thank you so much, Stan, from Two Guns Espresso.
Thanks for having me on. I had a great time. Thank you.
Fabulous.
Thanks, I want to know where his trophy is.
Yeah.
You know what? We've actually in the progress of taking it around each location. And
oh.
getting photographs with all the staff.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Very
nice. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Jill Brunkhart of Chevron, we love everything that you and Chevron do in the community. And, of course, you personally, Jill, you're such a great representative for your company.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Hey, we have to get together and have lunch soon.
Yes.
I haven't seen
absolutely.
You guys in a while. I only see
I
you
know,
on the radio.
Right. Well, on the radio, Jill, you know, we're both, I'm so handsome and Jackie is so beautiful on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio. We do good on the radio, yeah.
<That's right>. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today for Best of Manhattan. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.